Lori, Bryce, Chase, to you and to all your family, on behalf of Father Smith, Deacon Bob, and all of us here at Prince of Peace, I offer you our deepest sympathy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom tells us that the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. For us as Christians, this is not simply a pious hope. Rather, it is a firm conviction. Indeed, it is the foundation of our faith. We have this conviction not because of any preaching or philosophical argument, but because we know that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is risen from the dead. The risen Christ is present among us, in our church, in our sacraments, and especially in our Eucharist. And therefore, we can face the reality of death and the loss of those we love, however painful it may be, with confidence in the resurrection of the body and with a firm hope in the life of the world to come. It was this confidence which allowed St. Paul to write to the people of Corinth, "We know that if our earthly dwelling be destroyed, we have a building from God, a dwelling not made by hands, eternal in the heavens." And therefore, St. Paul goes on to say, we are always courageous. Certainly, courage is one of the first words which come to us when we think of David and of his 8-month battle with pancreatic cancer. His patience and perseverance in the face of suffering and death were an inspiration to all who knew him. But all who knew David also knew that his courage did not come simply from human strength. It was based on the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. I remember 4 years ago when David asked me to come and bless his new office on Main Street in Greer. And you know, occasionally Father Smith and I are asked to bless someone's home, but it is only very rarely that we are asked to bless a place of business. And that in itself was an indication of the depth of David's faith. But for David, physical therapy was not simply a business, but an expression of his compassion and his desire to help others. And he knew that the ultimate source of that compassion was the love of God at work in his own life. That love of God not only inspired his profession, but his love of his family, his wife and children, and his support of the church and of charitable organizations, such as the Boy Scouts and the Knights of Columbus. And certainly that love of God was put to a severe test when he was diagnosed with cancer. I remember last summer when I went to his house to anoint him with the oil of the sick. He was emotionally distraught, to be sure, but he was also determined to fight the disease and to do everything he could to find a cure. But beyond that, he knew that his life, like every human life, was ultimately in the hands of God, and that it is only through the love of God that we are saved. And therefore, the Church, in this Requiem Mass, offers us symbols of our baptism when we first enter into that relationship with the love of God. The sprinkling with holy water at the beginning recalls the water of baptism in which we were immersed, just as Jesus was immersed by John the Baptist in the water of the River Jordan, and just as Moses and the children of Israel passed through the waters of the Red Sea on their exodus to the Promised Land. And the Paschal candle symbolizes the risen Christ, who is the light of the world. A candle lit from this Paschal candle is presented to each of the newly baptized. It recalls the light of the dawn of that first Easter, when Christ, our Paschal sacrifice, arose from the dead. By his rising, Jesus destroyed the realm of sin and death, and won for us anew the entry into paradise, which had been lost by the sin of our first parents. And then in the Gospel, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me shall come to life." Our faith, then, is not simply a series of words affirming certain propositions. Rather, it is a relationship, a personal communion with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And because of that communion, we know that with death, life is changed but not ended. And indeed, we can be confident that David is more alive today than he ever was on earth, because he is in the hands of Almighty God, the Lord and giver of all life. And we can also be confident that David is even more loved today than he was on earth, because our God is love, pure, infinite, and everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.